This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The El Paso County Sheriff is clarifying his position on enforcing mask wearing. CPR's Dan Boyce explains.
Sheriff Bill Elder said Thursday he would not use resources issuing citations to those caught without masks inside public places. In a video released Friday, he says his office will respond to businesses concerned about customers refusing to cover their faces.
If you go to an establishment and you are asked to put on a mask or leave, do one or the other. Put on a mask, and if you don't want to, then understand that you're committing the crime of criminal trespass if they ask you to leave.
Elder says the governor's mandate is a public health order and not a law. Therefore, he says violating the order is not a crime he can enforce. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A Boulder County reservoir has the go-ahead to increase storage capacity after environmental groups sued to try to stop the expansion. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Gross Reservoir supplies water for 1.5 million customers on the Front Range. Denver Water began the permitting process to expand it 17 years ago and says it's necessary to meet future demand. But the environmental groups that sued in 2018 say the project will hinder stream flows and harm aquatic and wildlife. Now, federal officials say Boulder can raise the existing dam by 131 feet. Denver Water says it will only take extra water during wet years. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
CDOT says it spent more than $17 million to rebuild a collapsed section of U.S. 36 near Westminster that buckled last summer. It took 4 months to rebuild the roadway and nearly a year to finish repairs. A state investigation continues into the collapse. Coming up on the program, Georgetown Center for Poverty and Inequity co-director talks about how the expiration of federal unemployment benefits may affect the economy. Then, Akbar Nuruddin Shahbaz, the first Muslim chaplain in the Texas criminal justice system, died of COVID-19 last April. He was 70 years old. Those stories are coming up here on CPR News. 90 in Denver, 77 in Vail, 97 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.